Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the 8th month, the 28th day, the year 2016. It's the 15th Lord's Day after Pentecost. It's the feast day of great Saint Augustine and also of Saint Hermas. The title of this lecture is France Says, Let Your Immodesty Be Known to All Men. It could also be titled The Burkini Versus the Bikini. Now, this has been happening just this week. It's been in the news and it's something worthy to speak about. What's happening in France on the beaches, as you know, and any beach, not just France, it's in all your democracies and your liberal democracies and all this, they dress with bikinis. They're naked, not half naked. They're almost totally naked. Really, it's almost completely naked. The women on the beach are running around completely naked. Even some of the guys are wearing some really skimpy little bathing suits, the guys themselves. So it's extreme immodesty. It's not just on the beaches. It's also when they go shopping and everywhere, but the beaches, they're really bad. Extremely, almost totally naked. And these are nominal Catholics and nominal Christians, Protestants and all that, professing to believe in God and the epistles of St. Paul, which says in Philippians 4:5, let your modesty be known to all men. But they flipped it the other way around and disobeyed God's commandment, and they're running around almost completely naked on the beaches. So what's happening in France is you have the Muslim women, they want to go swimming, but they don't want to dress in modestly, so they're wearing what they call these burkas. Now, the burkas, when they walk around and they cover themselves completely, and they even cover their heads. Now, that's going too far. I mean, I don't agree with that, when you cover your whole head and all that. But that's their custom. That's their belief. You know, that's a little too far when you cover your whole head. I agree wearing a veil and all that. That's fine. And dressing modestly, that's fine. But the point I'm going to make here is when they went to the beach, they made a special burka that covers the woman completely so she can go swimming and she's not immodest at all. It looks pretty good. On the natural plane, it's a very good thing because they're not showing their flesh. And they call it their burkini off their burka. Well, the French people, a lot of them are real angry at that. Now, they tell you the reason they're angry at it, some of them, because they don't like the Muslims showing off their religion in public. That's what they say the reason is, a lot of them. That's not the main reason in this particular case. This particular case is because it makes the people that are almost totally naked look bad. And they're saying, if this catches on, we're in trouble. Because it's an indictment against all the naked people on the beach. So when you see the Muslim women modestly dressed swimming, it indicts the other people's conscience. They go, who do they think they are? Do they think they're better than us? Are they saying that we're wrong for walking around totally naked? Are they saying that there's something wrong? That's the real reason why most of them are against this. That's the real reason. So what's happening on here, but there are some French people, because of their liberty of freedom of religion, are come out and saying, hey, you're allowed to have religious liberty over here. You're infringing on the rights of these Muslim women for dressing the way you want to dress when they're swimming. They're not bothering anybody. Why don't you let them continue to go in there? So there's a big fight over this, right? And so what was happening, they went in there and they came out and they banned the burkinis. So they passed the law and said, burkinis are banned. And so what they did is they sent special police, we call it the immodesty police unit. They have to go out and enforce their immodesty rules. And they went out and they show you a picture of a Muslim woman with her burkinis covering herself modestly. But they don't cover their heads when they swim. They keep their heads uncovered, but they have a veil over their head, like a thing over their head. And so he told the woman she has to get naked. Basically, that's what it comes down to. Take off your clothes if you want to stay on the beach. Four big guys around her, and she's taking off her, they show you her taking off her bikini. And underneath it, she has a kind of like a bikini kind of a thing, where you can see her arms and everything, and she's immodest. And she should have listened to them, first of all. She should have said, I'm just going to go home then. How could you even, if that's what you believe in, that's even against natural law, just go home. But they show her taking off her clothes and getting immodest, and the cop said, now you're fine, you're okay. Now we can see your private parts and all this kind of stuff. Now you're fine. You can swim on this beach. First of all, she shouldn't have done it at all. She should have went home. And then some of the Muslim women were still coming to the beach with, like, immodest bathing suits. And they're interviewing one of these Muslim women and saying, well, I don't usually like to dress like this. So I hope the burkini law comes back so I can put it back on again and cover myself up. Well, what are you doing here like that? First of all, they shouldn't even be on that beach because their children are looking at a bunch of immodest pigs. So it's sort of contradictory. You're wearing a burkini, you're covered up totally, and your children are covered up, and you're looking at a bunch of naked people while you're swimming with them. So that's crazy too. But I want to get into the hypocrisy of the laws that are involved in this. So now, when these women are on the beach, too, when they were wearing the burkinis, you had these nominal Catholics yelling at these Muslims who were modest and saying, "We're Catholics, respect our beliefs, get naked." That's what the nominal Catholics are saying. That's a Catholic belief? Is that what the true Catholic Church teaches? Is that what the Catholic God teaches about let your modesty be known to all men? Who cursed Canaan because he looked at Noah's nakedness and cursed his whole generation? And Noah was only naked in his tent and he looked upon his nakedness? Is this the Catholic God? Are these true Catholics? Right there, that's heresy. That's apostasy on these nominal Catholics. But you know why the nominal Catholics are doing it? Because they're saying, we want you to become immodest like we are and like the Vatican is when you look at the ceiling and all the naked statues. They're imitating the art and the desecration of Catholic places that have statues and paintings of naked people. So they're saying, you got to conform to our quote-unquote Catholic beliefs. Well, I'm telling you people, that's not the true Catholic Church. That's not what true Catholics believe in. And that's more proof of the great apostasy. These Catholic women running around saying, you must believe like we believe. Get naked. Get naked. What a great, humongous scandal this is to Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and non-Catholics. And even Protestants, it's a scandal. Some prots are involved in this too. Maybe not all, but your liberal prots are involved in this. They're the same thing. What kind of Bible are you reading even? That's against the natural law. It's so horrible that you call yourself a Catholic. I'm warning people, that's not Catholic what these people are doing. Now, they come out and some people are making the issue and they're saying, well, we don't like the idea that they're flaunting their Muslim beliefs in public because when they walk around with the burqa, they're singled out as Muslims. Okay, well, first of all, that's a good thing because it lets you know they're not like you. Do you know in Catholic countries they would have Jews dressed up like Jews so you can know they're Jews? They didn't want Christians mingling with Jews or Muslims. So you should be thankful that they're dressed up as Muslims because you can say, son, here's a Muslim. Stay away from her because you're a Christian. They're not real Christians, but you understand what I'm saying? In Europe, what they used to do is you were encouraged to dress according to your belief system so you can know there's a separation between us. So you don't go out and your kid doesn't start going with a Muslim girl because she's not dressed like a Muslim. You got the boy going out with a Muslim girl or a Christian girl going out with a Muslim boy because he's not dressed like a Muslim. So you want to have that identification separating them. You want to have that. Here's the real thing they're angry at, which I'm angry at. This is the real issue. There's too many Muslims in Europe. They don't belong in there. It's an invasion. They already won the crusade. The crusades have lost. The Muslims are running all over Europe. That's the real issue. That's what they should be angry at, righteously angry at. But God's punishing them because they don't have the true Catholic faith. And he let the Muslims invade Europe without a gunshot being fired. That's the real issue that should be spoken about. Don't let so many of these Muslims into Europe. Only let a very, very, very small percentage. Don't even let them come into Europe. Because they are definitely, definitely ruining even the nominal Christian identity of Europe. And they're even ruining the racial identity of each place they go into France, Italy, Germany. That's the real issue. But if they're in there, it's not an issue. You should want them to dress the way they are so you can see who they are. And you can watch out for them and don't let your kids get too close to them. So the idea of Sarkozy, for instance, came out. And he said, I don't want Muslims in this country wearing the veils or the burqas or dressing like Muslims. They have to mingle in with us. That's what Sarkozy said. Because he's a humanist. They want to get rid of all kinds of religions and merge them together into one universal religion. Where all religions are the same. It doesn't matter what God you believe in. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. We're all the same. So we have to all look the same, act the same. So he's a Freemason. What he said there was stupid. What he said there was dead wrong. If they're going to be in there, you should want them to dress that way. First of all, he's going against his own religious liberty, right? They preach men have the right to religious liberty. How's that religious liberty? I don't believe in that if it was a Catholic state. But even if it was a Catholic state, guess what? I would, and we had like a 1% or 2% Muslims in a Catholic state. You can have that. Not a lot. You don't want them to overwhelm. I would even tell them you have to wear your Muslim garb. Anytime you go out in public, you're required to dress like a Muslim so you don't deceive my Catholic citizens into thinking you're not a Muslim. I would tell the Jews even, you have to dress like a Jew. The Hindu has to dress like a Hindu. And so you can have that separation. So Sarkozy's argument is dead wrong too. The only viable argument is get the Muslims out of the country, all right? Let's just leave maybe 1% and kick the rest of them out. They don't belong here. I agree with that. But the thing that's going on the beach with the immodesty issue is such hypocrisy, and it's so disgusting that we're supposed to be calling ourselves Christians, and these Muslims, infidels as they are not as bad as the Catholics. The Catholics are way worse than these conservative Muslims. Way worse. More evil, even on the natural plane. So we got to go around explaining ourselves. Catholics are telling these Muslim women to get naked on the beach. Or you're breaking the law if you don't get naked. And then they wonder why there's all these sex crimes going on in the world. They're shoving their flesh in everybody's face. This is so against the natural law, against the Holy Scriptures, anybody who read the Bible, against true Catholic teachings. But this is what's happening with almost every nominal Catholic out there. And a lot of your Protestants, too, are like this. They dress like slobs. Did you ever think that you're going to live in a day when you see that someone's getting arrested because they got too much clothes on, and so they say, you have to get naked or we're going to put you in jail? Well, that's where we are, folks. That was like with the pagan Greek Empire when they held the Olympics, and they were almost totally naked. Today, the Olympics are so bad today, almost everybody's totally naked. Pretty soon, I think when Antichrist comes to power, they're going to be totally naked. This is the world we're living in. This is the final days. But this is the hypocrisy that you're looking at when they're telling these women to get naked, and you got the rest of the people running around, and they're so used to running around like that, that these Muslim women really are indicting their conscience, and they don't want to have it. We want everybody to become whores like we are. We want everybody to become the great Satan. It's true when the Muslims say that. Even any conservative religious group that has a natural law, the West, the democracies, the so-called Christians, the nominal Christians are even worse than them. We are the great Satan, and they're a smaller Satan. The Jews are that way too. Tel Aviv. Look at the way they dress over there in Israel. Not the Orthodox rabbis, but the more liberal Jews and the left-leaning Jews. Take a look at the way they dress. Imagine if, like, you went up and there's a lady walking down the street here who's dressed modestly, like a nun, let's say, a Catholic nun. I said, sister, take off your habit. Take off your veil. I want to see some flesh. If I think that's where we're heading. And that is what when you look at a real nun who's dressed like a nun or dressed modest, they do look at you. They don't like you. They do want you to get naked because it indicts them. It makes them look bad. It makes their conscience look bad. They do. Even the Muslim woman said when they started to get real against this burqa thing, they started to look at us with the nastiest looks and all that. If you want to look at modesty rules, look on our website. We have modesty rules for women. We don't believe in the total covering of women like they do and covering their heads and everything. That's too far. You know, we don't believe you can't show your faces and all that, but we do believe in modesty still, nevertheless. But what you see going on these beaches is almost complete, total, 100% nakedness. And so we're living in the final days, folks. Antichrist will come to power and probably say, okay, I want everybody to get naked or you're going to go to jail. Don't you dare come before the Antichrist unless you first get naked. I spoke to some women that were with these apostate nominal Catholic priests. They would have women get naked in front of it and walk around. And they say, because I want to see what your posture is like. It gives me an idea on what your soul is like. And I can see if you have any physical ailments. I had one woman tell me this. That she had a nominal Catholic priest tell her to do this. And not just her. He would do it to a lot of women. Have them get... I was talking to this girl. I said, and you got naked in front of him and walked around? You listened to the guy? You listened to him? Well, a lot of people are weak too, you know. But still, this is what we're looking at. This idolization of nakedness. But guess what, folks? It was in the Vatican for 1,000 years. 1,000 years it's in the Vatican. The Vatican is the number one supporter of this. They're pagan Greeks. They're not Catholics. When you go to a church and you look at a naked woman, a naked man, private parts all over your church, and you don't run out immediately, and you don't condemn them as apostates and bastards, and you stay in religious communion with them, you're damn dumb, finished, gone. And that's why every scholastic and everybody that was around that period of time and went into these churches and didn't say anything are guilty. How can you even live like that? They didn't even have the natural law. It shows you how evil scholasticism was. The Hellenization of Christianity. It's been going on for 1,000 years. You want to continue to go to these churches? Look at the end result of it. People running around naked all over the beaches. Pedophilia, homosexuality, fornication, adultery. Every kind of crime being committed and nobody's being judged or punished. End of sermon. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.